Okay, next up we have charitable giving. Again, I feel like I don't need to do introductions, but I'm going to. Brittany, who is co-chairing this set, where are we? Conference? This conference
Institute.
is going to be speaking with Alexandra Mitchell from RSM US LLP and Sean Scully. Thank you. Their bios are included, so if you want to read more, but he's from Vanderbilt and Brittany is from OH.
IO.
That's right.
Thank you.
You forgot the V
The
when you
V.
were talking about Ohio State
V.
earlier.
Sorry.
In order to be fully mocked
Do you
for
know
that,
that
we have to
actually
actually say it.
started when I was there?
Yes.
I remember it.
Good morning, folks. I will spin with a little bit of an introduction of what we're going to do during our panel today, mostly so that folks getting coffee and water don't miss any super content. So we'll kind of slide into this a little bit easily. We're going to have a relatively extended portion where we introduce ourselves a little bit more to describe the perspectives that we each bring when we're talking about tax and charitable giving issues at the same time. So Jody did short versions of our introductions for us so that we don't double count on you today. All right, so I'm gonna try to man slides and moderate and sort of irritate my co-panelists with impromptu additions to what they're saying. And I don't multitask all that well, so we're going to see how this goes. All right, so we wanted to talk to you today about charitable giving in our changing world. And what we're going to try to talk about is the ways in which issues that relate to charitable giving impact tax practitioners at colleges and universities. So we're kind of going to be bouncing back and forth between sort of strict, pure tax issues and arguably non-tax or tax-adjacent legal and practical considerations that we want tax practitioners to be aware of so that you kind of know what's going on when you're working with advancement, development, whatever your institution calls it. All right, so the main issues that we're going to cover today from our different perspectives, which we'll introduce momentarily, we're really going to talk about donor control. And I think as the world changes, a trend in philanthropic giving more generally is for more strings attached, more donor accountability, more donor control. And there's some ways in which that really causes tension from a tax perspective. So we'll talk about donor control, whether the transfer is actually a gift or not as a result of donor control. We'll talk about kind of what we have called here interfacing with donors, which I think of as being nice to our development officers. How can we avoid irritating our donors yet still comply with our tax obligations? And then finally, we have a little bit of a grab back at the end on kind of institutional impacts of both new developments, the DAF regs that Ben mentioned earlier with Ed, and then also some longstanding rules on sponsorships. The rules haven't changed, but again, as our philanthropic giving becomes more complicated and more donor-focused, I think that we wanted to talk through some sponsorship issues as they relate to UBIT. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of an extended introduction here because we want to tell you sort of who you're seeing up here and the way in which we each kind of interact with these charitable giving issues and the related tax issues and how that differs. So I'm going to ask Sean to start and talk a little bit about his role as a tax lawyer at a private university.
Okay, I'll be happy to do that. And I think on the slide it should say private university GC office as opposed to the public, which is
Yep,
what
fair enough.
as Brittany represents. So I came to Vanderbilt a long time ago. I think I'm on my 26th year now, and I know that because last year I got my 25th anniversary Employee Longevity Achievement Award, a 274J qualified award. And what they give you at Vanderbilt is a rocking chair. It's a nice rocking chair.
The nice wood one, right? With the
It's
school seal on it?
wood. It's in black and gold school colors. It looks beautiful. It's got the seal on it. So I've been seeing a lot of things and have some more stories and things to also share as we go through this. So let me begin by saying that Vanderbilt does not, as many privates do, have a separate entity like a foundation. We do everything in-house the same way we do with our investment office.